you know, and we were all suffering as a result of the lack of jobs and lack of education and opportunities in those areas and what have you. I was alive then.
Dalton Gooden didn't go to the March on Washington. He was back in Waco. But he says the event brought much-needed attention to the civil rights fight in Waco, which wasn't as heated as it was in the Southeast.
The march overall, in my opinion, was to bring to light the need for the sharing of the wealth in the United States of America, and that wasn't done. It hadn't been done during that particular time. We're still having trouble with that, you know. And there were some groups, such as Black Americans, who were suffering just a little bit more than others.
Gooden is the president of the Carver Neighborhood Association and has lived in Waco since the 1940s. In Waco, his family first lived in the 1300 block of South 4th Street, now the Baylor campus, before moving to East Waco. He was the first Black person to serve as a firefighter in Waco, a job he finally got 5 years after first applying. The first time he applied, the department bluntly told him, quote, "Sorry, we're not accepting applications from colored people."
We didn't feel no easement of it until, like, maybe 1965 when they signed a civil rights bill. Then some things eased up and things started to get a little bit better.
He points out that the March on Washington didn't instantly fix everything, but it was an important point in the slow shift of public opinion and policy.
Just like a lot of other things that took place in history, you speak of them very boldly, you get a good response from the folk that it affects initially, but the change doesn't come immediately. You know, the change comes several years later, and that's the way it was rough until this speech.
Gooden went on to serve as a firefighter for the next 31 years and has become a leader in the ongoing revitalization of East Waco. If you're walking through the Baylor campus today, you may have heard the Carolyn Bells playing Lift Every Voice and Sing, an anthem of the civil rights movement. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.